Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
I see you found your way across the old cattle guard down that two-track road to this camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, and I'm sure glad you did too. Welcome. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is for the overactive dog, the overjumper, the overbarker, the dog that just won't settle. Calming Care very gently over time, slowly. It's not a drug. Very slowly and naturally over time works to calm the overactive dog. Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. Country music fans will be excited to know that Corey Morrow is going to join us in the camp house today here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Corey has a new song. It's called Let's Take This Outside. No, it's not about fighting. It's about hunting and fishing and the great outdoors, the time we spend together in God's creation. Let's Take This Outside. He is going to be playing a benefit concert for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation coming up on Thursday night. He also has 5 kids at home, ranging from 2 to 8 years old. Corey knows that the future of our heritage, hunting, fishing, the shooting sports, backpacking, canoeing, boating, camping, it's all so important. Therefore, the work that the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation does 365 days a year is oh so important. We'll talk to Corey Morrow about it a little later in the show. I've also asked Trent Marsh to join me from Spy Point. I've been running Spy Point cameras since last summer. I love them, love the cell technology. But Spy Point has come up with something brand new, and you're going to love this. All of those old trail cameras that you have that are non-cellular, they're just basic trail cameras. Spy Point now has the technology to convert for under $100 per camera. Convert those old cameras into cellular cameras. We're going to be talking to Trent about that later, too. Plus, Brian Thrift made the switch from FLW to Major League Fishing, a brand new format, a brand new cast of anglers that he's doing battle against each week. How would he do? How would he make that big transition? Well, he dang near won the first event that he fished in. He wound up second in that first Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour event. I want to talk to Brian Thrift about that. We're going to later on. I'm glad you're here. Pull up a chair and make yourself at home in this camp house with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Anthony Sharp of Village Mills, Texas, was in the zone and out of his mind last weekend. He was down on Sam Rayburn fishing the FLW Phoenix BFL event. And he beat the rest of the field by more than 21 pounds. Anthony pulled up on a spot first thing last Saturday morning, and in short order, I mean just a couple of hours, had 40 pounds, 6 ounces in the well. 40 pounds! Yeah, he won it. $7,000. Congratulations, Anthony. That's a day that a bass fisherman dreams of. Randy Deaver of Blanchard, Louisiana, second place with 19-1. Kyle Dragulski, Lufkin, Texas, 17-8 for third place. Kevin Lason, Dry Prong, Louisiana, fourth place. And rounding out the top 5 in this BFL, Shane Campbell, Brooklyn, Texas, with 16-9. Hey, this is a pretty good deal. The deadline to enter the 15th annual Arizona Big Game Super Raffle is still months away, but next Saturday, February 29th, Leap Day 2020, that's the last day to be eligible to win the Early Bird Prize for February, which is a guided Kansas whitetail deer hunt with Bell Wildlife Services in Kansas. Well-established, family outfit. It's an incentive to get your entries in early for the Arizona Big Game Super Raffle. Details at bbkoradio.com. 4 pounds is a giant spotted bass, and 4 pounds, 12 ounces is the new state record in Virginia. Clifton Joel Hamilton is on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com with his 412 spotted bass and new Virginia state record. Congratulations, Clifton. 2019 was a colossal year for the Dallas Safari Club. Scott Toberman, the DSC president, is featured in a short video that runs it all down. It's worth the couple of minutes it'll take you to watch it at bbkoradio.com. Coming up on Wednesday, running through Saturday, 162 college bass fishing clubs competing for a $30,000 prize package, including a new Phoenix 518 Pro bass boat with a 115-horse outboard. They're going to be down in Florida on the Harris Chain of Lakes. For the Abu Garcia College Fishing presented by Yeti National College Championship presented by Lowrance. Did you get all that? Neither did I. In addition to the boat package this week, both members of the winning team at the 2020 FLW College Fishing National Championship will advance to the 2020 FLW Series Championship and compete for a top prize of $200,000. Just a reminder, that great probiotic that calms the overactive dog is called Calming Care. And your vet can tell you more about Calming Care.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl on a nearby lake, elephant and African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. There's a Marksman firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearms stores... We're ready for spring, whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays. We've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand and the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, coming up next Saturday night in Amarillo, it is the Dallas Safari Club Texas Panhandle chapter. They're having their second annual fundraiser and banquet. Amarillo Civic Center Heritage Ballroom, giving away lots of firearms, hunts, trips, jewelry, door prizes, all kinds of cool stuff. Backwards bingo. Live auction, silent auction, ticket raffles, you name it, they've got it. More info at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. Jacob Wheeler won the very first event on the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour last week. That was at Lake Eufaula, Alabama. But it was Major League Fishing rookie Brian Thrift. You don't normally put Brian's name in the same sentence as rookie, but he is. He's moved over from FLW, where he's seen such great success, to the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. This was his first ever stop on the tournament trail, and everybody wondered how he would adjust, how he would do. Well, during period one, Brian caught five keepers in the first 30 minutes and was taken off with this thing. And it had some people scratching their heads. Hey, Brian, welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you about this. Thank you for the time, and thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be back. Appreciate you having me on.
You know, I guarantee you, about halfway through that first period at that very first Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour stop, there were some old boys looking at each other saying, why in the heck did we invite Brian Thrift to come play this game with us?
I don't know about that. I mean, we got Okeechobee this week. It may be a whole different ball game, but you never know. I just I really enjoy Lake Eufaula, and I feel like it suits me well, and I've had a lot of success there. I think it's just one of those events that lined up good for me.
Well, it was good for you from the get-go. They turned you loose. Your very, very first Major League Fishing tournament format, and you excelled in it. You did well, finishing second behind Wheeler at Eufaula. Tell us about your strategy a little bit, because it wasn't your five biggest you were looking for this time. It was as many two pound plus as you could get in the boat.
Yeah, it was. And it was. It really didn't affect my strategy at all. Like, I always just kind of fished for bites my whole career, I guess you would say. So I didn't change anything. I did everything like I would in a traditional format, which it just worked out pretty good for me. You know, that's the thing about it. I've always tried to play the numbers game. I mean, the more fish you catch, the better your chances of having five big ones are. That's kind of the route I'm going to keep rolling with.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I wouldn't change a thing after a second place finish right out of the box. That's a pretty good start. Last year, you made over $500,000 chasing big green bass around. You had one of the best seasons any pro fisherman has ever had. Was it a hard decision to move from from FLW, where you've had so much success and done so well for so long, to move over to the MLF format?
No, it wasn't a hard decision at all. You know, it was something that, it had to be done. I mean, essentially, because now, you know, MLF is the top tier of the sport. And, like, if I hadn't got the invite, I would have been fishing to qualify for the MLF. So, in a sense, I got very fortunate that they were in a position to be able to extend an invite and where I could come straight on to Major League Fishing instead of having to qualify for it. So it's kind of a unique scenario, and I'm glad it worked out because it still got me fishing at the top level of the sport.
Absolutely, it does. Well, you're going to do that until you decide to hang them up and be right there at the top of the sport, one of the best that, and many would say the best that's ever picked up a stick and chased bass with it. Tell me about Okeechobee. What's your history there?
I've had some success there. It's been hit or miss. I've caught a few, done good here a couple times, and then sometimes I've not done so good. I mean, I think I've got as many 100th place finishes here as I do top 10, so it's kind of wishy-washy for me. But, you know, I like coming down here, getting in the warm weather and all, but it still kind of scares me. Like, it's always one of those deals when I leave the state of Florida, if I have a good finish, I feel like I dodged a bullet.
Well, Brian, hey, welcome to MLF. No issues, no problems, man. It's just seamless. You go from FLW five fish format to as many as you can catch and just keep on jumping up on that stage.
That's my plan. I hope so. I mean, I'm having a ball with it, having fun, and really enjoying the format and enjoy fishing with everybody at MLF. You know, it's just been a very smooth, great transition.
That's good. That's good to hear. Hey, man, be careful on the road. We're watching, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour rookie, Brian Thrift. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, you really need to keep Fortiflora handy. They love the way it tastes, and it stops GI upset. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. Hey, spring is, man, turkey season right around the corner. Pete Delkus, my old hunting buddy, I know you love to hunt turkeys, and let's talk about roosting birds a little bit. How important is it to you to roost those birds the night before the hunt?
Well, if it's a new place, it's only important if I want to increase my odds of killing one. You know what I mean? On a new place, I think it's critical. If you have that opportunity, it's critical to roost your bird. I think it's a huge benefit at a place that you're familiar with. I mean, if it's a place you've hunted before, you know where the birds typically roost, you know their pattern, you know, you'd probably get away without roosting them. But it sure helps to get out there. It gives you a leg up. It gives you a big head start if you know right where the birds are before daylight that next morning.
Roosting patterns will change, though, I guess, from pressure, maybe even weather, high wind. So even in a familiar spot, you like to take a look just to be sure?
Oh, I always want to find out. And I love to get out. If I can't roost them, again, I think it's essential to do it. It just gives us such a big head start. It's not going to ensure that you're going to kill one, but it's certainly going to give you, a much better opportunity if you know where to start. And then that morning, you know, when out in the dark, I mean, before it ever cracks daylight, I want to be out there with an owl hooter just to try to, you know, narrow it down even more.
I talk to a lot of people that want to get into turkey hunting. They really they like the idea of it. It's so much more accessible these days than, say, quail hunting, because if you've got a buddy with 20 acres, you got a place you can go sit and turkey hunt. They want to get into it and get started. Explain, what is roosting?
Well, roosting a bird is, you know, turkeys, unlike quail, a turkey is going to sleep, you know, in a tree. Now, I have seen with my own eyes, I have watched a turkey wiggle its butt down into the grass on a ranch that doesn't have many trees. And I've never seen that until I moved down here to Texas. But I have actually seen it with my own eyes.
And they spent the night?
Spent the night right there, because I have snuck out in total darkness and those birds did not actually fly up in a tree. But a roosted turkey is that's where turkeys sleep generally. You know, they'll sleep up in the trees. So they'll fly up into a tree, you know, right at sunset, and they'll spend the night sleeping in the trees, which will keep them away from predators, you know, during the overnight and allow them to get a fairly peaceful night's sleep.
And therefore, you're going to know where they are and where to start your hunt the next day. Don't want to get in too close to that roost the next morning, though. You don't want to let them know really you're there. You don't want to be right under that tree.
No, you don't want to be right under the tree. I mean, especially if you're going to come back and you're going to continue to hunt that property. That's their sanctuary. You know, you don't want to get it. You want to be just far enough away where they still have that that comfort level, that comfort zone that they can sleep in peace and quiet. And that's, you know, you don't want to invade their safety area, but you do want to get close enough where you're, you know, where you can get in. And, you know, as soon as he flies down, you're going to have him walk right into the, you know, the barrel of that shotgun. Let him fly out of the tree first, then shoot him.
Oh, that's no fun.
Good morning. This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevis, been editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, SDK Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Pucker Sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at buzzardroostnewsonline.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards' gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balke is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balke and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Coming up in just a few minutes, my friend Trent Marsh from Spy Point Trail Cameras is going to join us. They're doing some amazing things at Spy Point, and their latest creation, invention, is truly amazing. It'll take that old traditional trail camera of yours and make it a cellular camera, transmitting photos to you in your office, your home, wherever. So for well under $100, now you can have a cellular trail camera. Trent will be here in just a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to welcome my friend, BBKO Radio Pro Staffer Gary Klein in here. Gary, welcome back. It's sure good to have you with us. Let's talk about changes in bass fishing through the years. You've done it all, seen it all, been there three times. The equipment, a lot of techniques, baits, a lot of changes have taken place in bass fishing through the years, and I guess none more rapidly or more drastically than technology.
It really has. I mean, God, just look at the game cams. I mean, you can literally set game cams up on your property around your stands and be in your office downtown Dallas and view what's taking place.
Yeah.
The technology has been, very overwhelming.
Absolutely. And let's talk for a minute about down imaging, side imaging, things that you would have never thought of just 15 years ago.
Yeah, and it's coming at us real fast, but the most important thing is for the angler to understand that information and understand how to use it. Most important, how to relate to it. Because again, all this equipment does not change the fact you have to tie a lure on the end of the line and make a cast to catch fish.
Exactly. Go to school. When you buy that new $2,500 piece of magic, it's going to work great. It's going to do its job, make sure that you can do your job.
The one thing that I will say, just in my short time of competitive angling, I have seen our reservoirs, our fisheries actually improve. I feel that today we have more fish, better quality fish. We also have a better educated angler base that fish form. I mean, I remember back in the early years, I'd roll in a community fish BASS tournament, go to the local gas station, and they would ask me, what kind of a boat is that? Because they've never seen a boat like that, and they say, bass boat, do we have bass? And I knew I was in for a very special treat. I had the opportunity, and still do, to fish a lot of fisheries that were untouched. But today, God, man, you can catch a lot and you can catch big. So that's really, my hat's off to the fisheries across this country that really understand and invest back into the resource.
Yeah.
And bass, we're real fortunate in the bass fishing world, unlike trout. Trout is not a hardy fish. A bass, I can catch it, put it in a live boat, drive around for 10 hours, take pictures, turn it loose, and somebody tomorrow is going to catch that same fish. The survival rate is just different. They're two different types of fish. So to form a competitive or a competition around catching at least a largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, spotted bass, is pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. And, along that same line of thinking, we can take that over to the conservation, the biology, the science that's gone into our wild turkeys are a great example, into our hunting. Elk, another great example. Some comebacks of some birds and some critters there that were very low numbers, almost even extinct.
Well, exactly. And it's all due to the sportsman. I mean, we're the ones that are investing our money in conservation. We're the ones that are, donating our time to try to help improve. I think my hat's off to every outdoorsman that we have.
Gary, as a professional angler, how many fishing licenses have you held for different states all at the same time?
I don't know. That would just be a guess, Billy. I know I probably have three in my wallet right now, maybe four. I know I have Wisconsin, I have Minnesota, I have Texas, I have South Dakota,
yep.
And I'm fixing to go buy a Maryland license. I think I may have a Louisiana and a Mississippi in there also. But, again, I don't mind contributing because, again, the funds that are raised by the license fees that are collected by the local agencies, that's money that goes right back into the fisheries. That goes right back into the hunting aspect of it. So usually I buy an annual non-resident fishing license at every state that I compete in. At the end of the year, I probably spend $500 on fishing license.
Hey, I think we've got just enough time left before the break for a Sasser Classic. Here's the late, great Ray Sasser.
Largemouth bass are every man's game fish, the white-tailed deer of the hook and line set. As another big bass season looms, let's take a closer look at the unlikely scaly holy grail for more than a million Texas anglers. We're talking, after all, about a fish with Mick Jagger's mouth, bulging eyes, and the physique of a sumo wrestler. Back in the deep woods of East Texas, where the overhead canopy is so dense that sunlight seldom strikes the ground, we used to call them green trout. Bass are not closer to an actual trout, taxonomically, than a shark is close to a catfish. I'm not certain it was my first green trout I'd ever caught, but I have fond memories of slipping my uncle's fly rod out of his closet and hiking to a small pond behind his house in Nacogdoches. In those days, you just went fishing with little regard for who owned the pond. The fly rod was already rigged with a popping bud. After hanging the popper in a pine tree, shooting up to get it free and breaking the leader, I tied it all back together in a series of hard knots that would cause nightmares for Dave Whitlock. I then somehow managed to hit the water with that little yellow bug. A bass, probably 7 or 8 inches long, took offense at the popper and promptly nailed it. In the ensuing excitement, the bass wound up flopping on the bank and the leader wound up back in the pine tree. I'd actually caught a bass, but I was the one who was hooked. Ironically, it was 30 years later before I caught another bass on a fly. From Alabama to the west coast of Mexico, from Cuba to Oklahoma, I've caught thousands of bass on conventional casting tackle. This qualifies for the title bass fisherman. That term spans the social ranks from a cane polar dipping minnows to a stereotypical bass boater, his bank account emptied by the glistening fiberglass steed he pulls behind a worn-out pickup, to the millionaire who does his fishing at exclusive private clubs. Many bass fishermen are wannabes who daydream that they're Kevin Van Dam winning the Bassmasters Classic, just as the first baseman for the church softball league daydreams he's wearing Yankee pinstripes. What is this smelly, slimy apparition that causes grown men to speak in gibberish of patterns, laydowns, majors, and minors? What can entice a man to forsake his family every weekend to fight the wind, the cold, the rain, in hopes of catching a bass, knowing full well that the average statewide catch rate is 0.25 bass per hour? That's 4 hours of fishing on average to catch a single bass. Hey, but who's average, right? I just do bass fishing socially. I can quit anytime. Really, those guys who abuse it, they've got a problem, but that's not me. Honest, I can quit anytime. So what if I've got 20 rods and reels? That doesn't mean I've got a problem. Lots of Texas anglers have a bass on their back. Of the 1.6 million Texans older than 16 who fish, an estimated 1 million of them are into the hard stuff. They fish for bass. It's an expensive habit. Over $2 billion per year spent just in Texas alone. Bass fishing is not just a Texas problem, though. Nationwide, 42% of all recreational anglers concede they have at least tried bass on occasion. At least in Texas, we have a ready supply. Nearly 2 million acres of public water all support bass, and that's not counting the thousands of private lakes and ponds or the thousands of miles of rivers and streams. No, sir. That's one of the most important lessons about bass. You can't stop the supply. Bass live in golf course hazards at swank country clubs, and you'll find them, possibly in chemically altered states, in the worst stretches of the Trinity River. Bass are the poor man's marlin, the working stiff steelhead. They're simple as you let them be, as complex as you make them. They're the green trout, so successful at what they do that real trout are green with envy. You think you know how to hook a bass? Look in the mirror. You're the one who's hooked.
I'm professional angler Gary Klein, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. truelifetaxidermy.org. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail, places that are a must-stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique, the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, Throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game. The award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin. And a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Love to hear from you. Drop by the website, bbkoradio.com. Leave a note on the door. We'll get right back with you. Or give us a call anytime. 1-877-820-BBKO. Hey, every time I have my friend Trent Marsh with Spy Point cameras on air with me, it's a new and exciting adventure. You guys are always changing and updating. It's always fun, Trent.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, when I read the headline, you sent me a note a week or two ago, and when I read the headline that you could take my old trail cam and turn it into a cell cam, I didn't believe you. I had to dig in more. And by golly, I think you're telling me the truth. It's amazing.
I wouldn't lie to you. Not at all. Nope. It's an exciting time at Spy Point. We launched that cell link at ATA, and the reaction from a lot of people was very similar to yours. But no, we're telling the truth with it. That's what the cell link will do. It's a universal cellular adapter, and it'll take your non-cellular camera and turn it into a cellular device.
Amazing stuff. Let me just catch people up that are just tuning in, or maybe are not familiar with Spy Point. I'm running a head-to-head comparison, Spy Point against another cell camera that I've had for several years now. And Spy Point is winning this challenge right now. I got to tell you, Trent, just batteries alone, both are solar powered. I have the Link S with a built-in solar panel, and I got this thing up and running. I don't know. I think it was maybe July, August, something like that, late summer. And I still have 83% power with the original batteries in there. And it's been working for me. It's still working for me. It's sending photos regularly. My competitor, your competitor, the other camera with a solar panel, is dead right now. It's been dead for 2 days because I've got to make the 90-mile drive to change batteries for the second time. And we got those cameras both started up and running at the same time. So you guys have proven your technology to me, man, gee whiz, it's dependable and it works. And now you've come along with something brand new, Cell Link. Tell me how this Cell Link turns my existing non-cellular trail camera into a cellular camera.
So what we're doing is we're accessing that existing camera via the SD slot. So the Cell Link is going to connect to your standard trail camera through a cable that is very thin, very pliable, and rubber. So kind of one of the first questions that we're asked is, if you're connecting my existing camera, how am I keeping the weatherproofing of my existing camera intact? That cable's been designed to be closed right in the latch. So you're going to take that cable, you're going to attach it to the cell link, and you're going to plug it right into the SD card slot on your existing camera. You're going to route that cable down to the bottom of the housing and then close the door right on that cable. It's designed to be closed on that and maintain the weatherproof integrity of your camera. And then when the camera takes a picture, it's writing to, you know, we just used where we inserted that, the cable, it's writing to that, and then it's transferring that into the cell link, where the cell link is storing those images on the micro SD card that we have in the cell link. And then you can set the transmission schedule for the cell link, just like you would if it was a standard cellular camera.
Wow, that is amazing. So I don't need to own a spy point camera or anything spy point to get started. I can go directly to cell link and make my old, most of my old trail cameras cellular.
Yeah, virtually any existing camera that you've got, you can do that with. So even some other cellular models, if you're not happy with the plan options that you've got, it's got the potential to work with some other cellular models if you'd rather be on the SpyPoint cellular plan as well. But yeah, absolutely, virtually anything. If it's using the SD, a standard SD card slot, it's a pretty universal connection.
And it sounds like I can make my old cameras cellular for about $60. Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be available in retail as low as $59.99. So it's a super, super affordable. I mean, you still need to do your data plan just like you would on a cellular camera. But if you've, you know, trail cameras have evolved so much and people have made investments, and you've got a lot of people that are wanting to go to cellular, but they've got these pile of standard cameras that they're going, I can't just junk these. I want to keep using them, but man, I really like that cellular side. So this gives them the opportunity to still be able to use those, but integrate the cellular technology into it. And that's, I mean, you know as well as anybody, because you've been using them, you know, the transmission itself is awesome, but a lot of what's really cool about SpyPoint is some of those other features that are there in those scouting packages. So the additional filters that we offer. You know, we've had buck, doe, and turkey for quite a few years. This last year we added added hogs and coyote and moose. Now we're adding bear for this coming year. We're also adding a human activity filter, so that's going to pick up people walking around. It's also going to pick up anything with wheels. You know, wheels aren't something that occurs in nature. So if a camera picks something up like that, you got a spot you're worried about trespassers, you can go on and you can just select that human activity filter. And then the other thing we've added is a no target species filter. So if, you know, we've all had that happen where cold front comes through overnight and you got that 6-foot pine sapling out in front of the camera, you got 60-mile-an-hour winds for 4 hours, and 722 pictures later of that pine sapling going back and forth, you can select that no target species filter and mass delete all of those photos that you don't want in there and keep your timeline really clean and really focused on what you're chasing.
Amazing. You people never sleep, Trent. You don't sleep. You just think all night.
Not often. Not often.
It's called Cell Link, and it'll be at wherever trail cameras are sold near you coming up in April, not long, and starting
later this spring for sure.
Okay, very good. And starting at $59.99, turn your old trail cameras in. That one you bought on sale down at Bass Pro for $44 that time. Yeah, it can be a cellular camera now with the new technology from SpyPoint. Great work, Trent. We're really excited to try it out.
I can't wait to get you one, Billy.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a little break, maybe get up and stretch our legs a little while, but when we come back, a big hour on the way, because Texas country music artist Cory Morrow is going to join us. He's got a great new song called hey, let's take this outside. And it's not about fighting. He's playing a benefit concert for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation on Thursday night. You can go and enjoy this party in person. We'll give you all the details when we come back. Right here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
You know, way back in the day, I had to be one of the first guys to buy one of the very first bags of Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Because ever since Pro Plan came about, I've understood what a great fuel it is for my hardworking bird dogs and my lovable lap dogs. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Country music artist Cory Morrow has a brand new song. It's called Let's Take This Outside. Talking about the benefits of hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, sharing that experience with your youngsters. He's also going to be the entertainment this coming Thursday night at the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation annual fundraiser and banquet at Gillies in Dallas. He's our special guest on the show a little later on. Hey, come see me at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. Take a look at this photo from Vermont. They say the bears are not getting a lot of rest this winter in Vermont. Vermont Fish and Wildlife's bear biologist Forrest Hammond says Vermonters need to be bear aware this winter. A lot of them are not hibernating, and this photo was a little alarming to me because it's clearly a bear leaving tracks in the snow around these people's home, but only one set, like he came in and didn't leave. They might want to check the garage. Moving over to the great state of Washington, hunters must purchase and submit their 2020 spring black bear special hunt applications by midnight, February 28th. That's this coming Friday night. Chuck Schumer is at it again. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer up in New York, Democrat. He's asking federal agencies to institute more regulations on firearm manufacturers, sellers, and gunsmiths so that every single part of a firearm would be serialized and registered. The boys over at the Outdoor Wire say that the Sheep Show, 2020 Sheep Show, was a huge hit. The Wild Sheep Foundation recently concluded its 43rd annual Sheep Show, Reno, Nevada. This event draws hunters, conservationists from around the globe to reconnect with friends and make new ones, shop for their next adventure, and hopefully win or book a hunting adventure of a lifetime. Gray Thornton is the president and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Gray says, "We knew after the show this would be a big year for wild sheep." And he was right. In total, from the auctions alone, the convention raised more than $4.2 million. That number represents a 28% increase over 2019 and $919,000 more for wild sheep and wild conservation. My bird dog buddy and BBKO Radio pro dog trainer, Carl Gunzer, tells me that Pheasant Fest up in Minneapolis, Minnesota was over the top as well. Big weekend up there for those folks last weekend. Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, they host the National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic. And sure enough, they drew a record-breaking crowd, 32,467 attendees in the Minneapolis Convention Center over the weekend. This is the nation's largest gathering of upland wildlife conservationists and There were some new attractions this year, including the Public Lands Pavilion, the Path to the Uplands stage, and the inaugural Upland Film Festival. Looking ahead, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever announced last Saturday night at the big get-together that the event will travel next year to Denny Sanford Premier Center, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, February 19, 20, and 21. A bull elk tag and multi-species combination permit is going to be auctioned off by Nebraska's Big Game Society on April 9th in Lincoln. The 9th annual NBGS dinner and auction will be held at Wilderness Ridge Golf Club. Residents and non-residents are eligible for the elk tag and combination permit. That combination permit has a bag limit of one deer, one antelope, and two turkeys. No, you don't have to be in Lincoln. They'll accept call-in bids, but you have to pre-register for that. The info that you need is at bbkoradio.com. A lot of people really enjoy hunting sandhill cranes. A lot of people love to eat them, too. They call them the ribeye of the sky. I do like that sandhill crane, breast, fin cut, and chicken fried. I bring up sandhills because down in Alabama, my buddy there, David Rayner, wrote about sandhill cranes the other day because Alabama had their first sandhill season in 103 years this year. 400 crane permit holders were able to harvest one of the big birds. Jason Russell of Gladstone, Alabama, and his 17-year-old son, Grayson, they both drew permits. There's a picture of the Russell family at bbkoradio.com if you'd like to see them proudly displaying their quarry of sandhill cranes. Every champion of every division at last week's Westminster Dog Show was a Purina Pro Plan dog, every single one of them. Pick up the Pro Plan for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors isn't breaking outdoor news. You have that in your hand or pocket every minute of the day. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is about the people, places, wildlife, and wonder that the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports bring to millions in the U.S. and Canada. From Miami to Seattle, the Gulf of Mexico to the Yukon, every week we celebrate our heritage and lifestyle. Maybe you should consider advertising with us. Just drop us a note at sales@bbkoradio.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River.
rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose? Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I want to read something for you. This is from September 11th, 2007. I jotted this down at the end of a pretty doggone good day up in Montana. I wrote, "We finished this day on the Stillwater River, a tributary to the Yellowstone River. I'm on the bank writing while watching robin fly fish the clear and beautiful river. God's presence is felt through his creation. Robin is an excellent fly fisherman." A simple journal or notepad can really add to the pleasure of your experiences as you go back and experience those things once again years down the road. Larry Wysoon, welcome to camp. I know you share my thoughts about a journal and jotting down your thoughts at the end of the day.
I do. I've kept a journal over the years, and occasionally I've kind of strayed away from it just a little bit because ran out of time kind of thing. But, yes, I think it's so very important. You know, we've got great memories. We have photography that we take, and in my instance, a lot of times, also, you know, the video for TV shows. But your mind kind of forgets a few little things. So what I try to do when I'm ever, wherever I go on a hunt, I carry a journal with me. When I come in on the evening, I sit down and write about the little things that happen. Yes, you're going to remember the animal that you took, but there may be some circumstances around that animal that you forgot, or that individual that was there, you know, you may want to record his name too. So these things become important as far as I'm concerned later on from a writing aspect, but also, just as you mentioned, to be able to go back and sit down, and if you got any kind of a imagination at all, and most of us who hunt do, you know, you start looking at things, and I mean, you can recall, you almost put yourself right back there again. So I think it's very important to do that, and particularly sometimes if you make a mistake on something, write it down. I mean, because when you write it down, a lot of times that's going to help you remember that so that you don't repeat that a 27th time, you know, maybe 22, 23, but you don't want to try to get to that 27th, the same mistake that you made. And that makes a difference, I think, if you do write it down and keep a journal. And it's just so much fun to go back later on and try to recall not only what you've gotten there, but that will maybe it'll just kind of flip a switch somewhere and help you recall another memory.
You've written so many great pieces through the years. What about that young guy, that young gal that wants to write about the outdoors and wants to get started and doesn't know where to start? What would you say to encourage them?
You know, these days, compared to when I was really in the business of writing, we had magazines we wrote for. We didn't have the blogs that we have these days. We didn't have the internet. So there's so many more opportunities these days for people to write about their outdoor experiences. And that's what I encourage anybody to do is write them down, find some place. There are still a few publications that will buy, you know, the articles and that kind of thing. But with so many of the internet sites that we have, there's a great opportunity to start getting your name out there, start doing some writing. And I think that's very important. The other thing that I would remind people of, if we're going to get into the outdoor writing side of things, don't forget photography. Yeah. You know, these days, we're with the digital cameras compared to the old 35 millimeters that we used to have when you came home and you realized you'd taken 10 rolls of film and you had two pictures you could use. Well, all that's changed, but photography in terms of writing is so very important because you can tell a lot of stories with that individual photograph sometimes.
You can pick up for little to nothing these little mini recorders that easily, they don't take up any room on in the field, and you can record some really cool nature sounds. You can record your conversations with your hunting buddies and partners. That's fun to go back and listen to. I use a lot of that animal sound audio actually on the show from out in the field.
That's actually a great tip. I'll tell you that if you can do that, you can still do the writing part of it. What a great idea.
Mr. Whitetail. Larry Wysoon. Thanks, Larry. Let's go to Oklahoma now and visit with another one of our BBKO radio pros, Pro Dog Trainer Ronnie Smith. Ronnie, there's no one on planet Earth that knows more about transporting dogs down the highway than you. Sometimes with you, that's 25, 35, 40 dogs. And that's what I want to talk about today. And the number one priority is safety.
Well, that's absolutely right, Bill. You know, one of the things that we think about whenever we're traveling in is airflow for those dogs, especially if you're going south to hunt. Make sure that you have airflow. Two, if you're traveling through some of the urban environments, then it gets real crazy. Where you're sitting still in traffic and that radiant heat's coming off the asphalt, and what was working for your dogs when you were moving at 70 is not now. So we're always cognizant of that as well.
That's a really good idea when you're having your dog trailer or your dog boxes built. Make sure you're purchasing something or having something built with tons of ventilation in it. Also important that we're diligent about pulling last year's hay or old bedding out of those boxes too, especially if we have a wooden floor.
Oh yeah, I tell you what, I wish that I could tell you that I've never fallen victim to that, but I really have. You know, you come in from guiding hunts for 4 months in Texas, and you come home and you take your dogs out and you park your trailer and you think, well, I'll get to that, and you don't. And 8 months later, you pull that bedding out, your floors are rotted out. Yeah, that's right.
When you take off with a lot of dogs, and you haul a lot of dogs, seriously, this recent trip to Montana, I think you left with, what, 24, 26 dogs, something like that. How long will you travel before you'll make that first stop and let all of those dogs air out a little bit?
Yeah, typically what we do, Bill, is we'll feed a little light the day before, and we'll feed a little earlier than normal. We feed in the evenings, so we'll feed before noon or at least by noon the day before we travel, and make sure the dogs are very well hydrated and emptied out. That morning we'll turn loose some puppies and the kennel's going nuts and everybody empties out. And then we travel, we'll do about 8 hours before we stop and let those dogs out on the side of the road. And we try to find places, good venues where they're safe. And what we have found is rodeo arenas, fairgrounds, typically are the safest environments for us because you have a lot of room, you're off the highway. The roadside parks that you stop at, boy, if something went wrong, the dog can get loose and it's just not a good environment to stop at if you can keep from that.
you know, those roadside parks are so convenient, but not only are they dangerous with a lot of traffic, they're dangerous with a lot of disease a lot of times, too, that we can't see.
Oh, that is absolutely right. Any place that the general public walks their dogs and empties their dogs out is probably somewhere, even though we're vaccinated for it, it's probably somewhere we should avoid.
One tip, and I think you and I have discussed this before, one thing that I've always done when I'm hauling a lot of dogs is I make sure when I leave the house, even if I'm going to Montana for 2 weeks, I make sure that I have enough water that's going to last throughout that entire trip. I don't like changing their water from state to state or stop to stop. Water's different everywhere, and it can affect the GI system in our dogs.
Well, that's exactly right. We carry, when we leave, we've got about 100 gallons, and unfortunately that won't last us very long. You know, when you're traveling, for us, and you stop at night and do chores, and that requires water, and then you get up the next morning and you do chores again, and that requires water, and then again that evening, so you really rifle through the water. But anything that can stay consistent, you know, we don't want the dogs to get off their food. We don't, like you said, want to change water to where it disrupts the GI tract. We don't want to do anything to get our dogs off of their game, because that is directly going to affect this hunt that we've traveled to go on.
Learn more about Ronnie Smith at bbkoradio.com.
I'm Delmer Smith. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. And that's the fact.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, S.K. Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Parker Sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at buzzardroofnewsonline.com.
Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have 2 birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours, and we have 2 instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows, but yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs, and then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey, all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot around the sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
I get a lot of questions throughout the year about the different pro plan formulas, and there are a ton of them because there are a lot of different kinds of dogs, different ages, different lifestyles, different overall healthiness. Hey, there's a pro plan formula specifically built for your dog. Go check them out at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Purina Pro Plan. Coming up on Thursday night at Gilly's in Dallas, Texas, is the annual banquet and auction for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, which is educating our kids in school about the great outdoors. It's a great program. The entertainment for the night on Thursday will be Texas country music recording artist Cory Morrow, and I'm happy that you're our guest on the show today. Cory, welcome, man.
Thank you, brothers. I'm honored to be on.
When I talk to you guitar pickers, I never know what part of the world you're in. So help us out here. You live on a bus, man.
Sometimes it feels like that. I live outside of Austin, Texas, just a little bit to the west. And I'm currently sitting in Bee Cave, Texas, which is southwest Austin, so to speak. Drew Womack, where we wrote the song, Let's Take This Outside Together. And so I'm over here trying to flex my riding muscles.
There you go. Very good. Yeah, well, you know, a little Salt Lick barbecue will help with that. It always gets my creativity going.
I keep hearing that. People seem to love that place. It definitely is worth the conversation.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, we're going to talk about your music some, and particularly your song, Let's Take This Outside, coming up in a few minutes. But tell me about hunting and fishing. And is that a heritage in your family? Did your dad, was he a hunter?
You know, my father was not a huge hunter. However, he did get me my first shotgun, BB gun, and fishing pole. And he married a lady and lived outside of San Antonio on a little ranch. They had about 25 acres and about 20 feet behind the house was a pond that we fished in. And I got out there and just kind of went nuts. And then my stepfather, he was a pretty avid bird hunter. So I did a whole bunch of bird hunting growing up, not as much deer hunting until I got older. Got into college and met some guys who kind of grew up doing that. So the deer hunting thing is still kind of new to me, and I'm really enjoying it a lot. But bird hunting, I'm pretty familiar with.
Hey, I saw a picture of you and one of your sons. You've got five kiddos, four boys and a girl, which tells me about how much sleep you and your wife get. But you and your son Bear sitting in a deer blind past fall, and the smiles on your faces are genuine. This is precious stuff, isn't it?
It really is. I tell you, man, the fellow that took me is a good friend, and we were talking about, and he's got some kids, and he was saying, some of the best conversations with your kids, the most honest conversations that you'll have. That your kids feel comfortable enough and safe enough to tell you what's going on are in a deer blind. And having five kids and not being as big a deer hunter, I said, man, I really need your help. I want that to happen more for these boys. I want them to have that relationship with me. And so he got us out there, and we sat up in there, and I'm making that an annual event where we go and we sit and we talk, and they feel that comfort where we're sitting in a blind. They can ask me questions about, what these things that are going on in their lives are supposed to look like. And so, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something really, really special and unique to be out there with your son hunting and just fishing and doing the whole outdoor thing.
Yeah, some of the best conversations, like you just said, happen in a deer blind or on the bow of a boat or in the cab of that pickup on that 8-hour drive to that special hunt or whatever. So
That's right. Just a bunch of men getting together talking about what it's like to be a man in this world.
That's exactly right. And that's missing in a lot of households. So it's so, so important. You're going to play a benefit concert. Bless your heart for doing this. It's coming up in just a few days for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, which started in Texas, so you know it's good, Corey, and it's spread all across the U.S. now, teaching kids in school how to hunt and fish. How cool is that?
Very cool. We're looking to move to a different school district, and that's going to be one of the things I'm going to look into when we get to where we're going, is to see if that program is available there. And from what I understand, if it's not, it's a pretty easy turnkey thing to make happen. I think that is just absolutely fantastic, and I am all in on this deal. But I think it should be in every single school around the country, but especially in Texas. It should be a mandatory thing in Texas.
It should be mandatory in Texas. That's right. And it started here, and now kids all over, even upstate New York, has this program in their schools now. And when you show up, everybody's going to come out and have a great time. Everybody wants to see Corey Morrow and hear Corey and go dancing. And every dollar that comes through that door is going to go towards placing this in more schools. So, hey, man, thanks for carving out time in your schedule to come and do this.
I love it, man. It's my honor. I think it's just such a beautiful thing to have that as an option for the kids. Go basketball or dodgeball or whatever, or you could go out and you could learn how to fish and hunt and camp. And like you said, I've got five kids, and on a day where they all come home and they start asking if they can get on their iPads or watch TV or something, my wife and I say, nope, y'all go outside for an hour, 2 hours, and then when you're done outside, you can come in and talk to us, and we'll see where you're at. But we want them out there climbing trees and lifting up rocks and seeing what's going on and learning how to, to be one with their environment, with nature. And I just think there's a lot less of that going on, and I'd love to see it be implemented more. I think this is a great, great program.
You bet.
Great idea.
You kids, get out of this house, go get your hands dirty, pick up a worm, do something. Tell me about life in the Morrow household with five kids.
How much time do you have? It's awesome. It's insane. It's as crazy as people would think that it is, but it's also really beautiful. My wife is the most incredible person you've ever met in your life, and I am beyond blessed to have her say, that she's going to keep me. And she takes such great care of these kids. She's an incredible mother. And she just, she keeps them organized, keeps up me organized, and, has to plan meals and take care of clothes and wipe butts and noses and, you know, bruise and patch up wounds. And, it's a full-time, it's beyond a full-time job. It really is. It's 24/7 and it's, gosh, it's a blast. I mean, it's crazy. You got kids falling and knocking their teeth out. And then you've got kids, helping each other and serving each other and doing things that are selfless, to give up. They look around and they see that their brother doesn't have a toy and they go give him a toy. And then, you know, at the same time, you see one across the room snatching a toy from the other one. So it's kind of all over the place. But, the little girl's a princess and the boys treat her as such. And there's just a lot of love, man. My wife has been really, really, adamant about keeping the love of God in that house, and she's got those kids learning the gospel and doing the best that they can to learn how to be an example of it and to try to implement it into their lives and to serve others and to just be love, and it's showing. I just pray that we do a good enough job to keep that that example up for them so that they can see it the rest of their lives.
Sounds to me like you off to a pretty doggone good start with it all. Corey Morrow, our special guest. He is the Entertainment Thursday Night at the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation banquet in Dallas at Gilly's. Hey, they still got a ticket left. If you want to go, you can do that. info@bbkoradio.com. Hey, we're going to hear Corey's new song. Let's take this outside when we come back.
Hi, this is Clay Connor with Ducks Unlimited. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting.
Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, "The tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go." The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Okay, here is our stuff. If you want to reach out to us, we're here. 1-877-820-BBKO is the Camp House telephone number, 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com, BBKO, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. That's a great place to leave a picture for the bragging board. We'd love to see what you're up to, bbkoradio.com. And, hey, listen, you don't have to buckle down and listen at an appointed time every week. If for some reason you miss the show, your regular radio broadcast, you can still hear a podcast at your convenience. Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're on all the top podcast carriers, so check it out. They'll send you a free download each week. You can enjoy the show at your convenience. My special guest is Corey Morrow. He's got a brand new song called Let's Take This Outside. And he is going to be the star of the show this coming Thursday night at the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation's annual banquet and auction. Welcome back, Corey. Thanks for hanging on. Tell me about Let's Take This Outside. You know, everybody, every guy thinks about punching someone in the nose when they hear that line, but that's not at all what it's about. And I'm sure this great tune came from personal experiences, is that right?
It really did. You know, I'm sitting down with Drew Womack right now today to work on another song, and he and Kyle Hutton and I got together, and we're actually sitting in the same building that we, it's a little saloon that a friend of mine has on his property, and we come here, and it's just a getaway out in the middle of, it's actually in the middle of all this suburbia stuff, but it's hidden and nobody knows it's here. So we get together in this place, and we just started talking about, you know, what it was like for us growing up hunting and fishing with our dads and with the, you know, with the men, fatherly figures in our lives. And, we all had different but similar experiences and talking about climbing through the barbed wire. And I went out fishing with a friend, out on the coast of Texas out there near, Port Aransas, and, actually it was out in Louisiana. So it was kind of like the same place. we went out and kind of shot out onto the water, and the sun was coming up, and that was a whole new experience, like flying out on a boat with the sun coming up over the water. And, you know, being, learning how to shoot for the first time, learning how to be quiet when you're walking to the blind, all the different things that you have to learn, you know, and you watch other people do it and you ask questions and, you know, and it's just a, there's just something, like we were talking about earlier, being in a blind, being on a trip with a bunch of men, going out on the truck ride over there, sitting around the campfire, doing the things that you do when you go hunting and fishing with the men in your life, is just got such a, it's just got such a rich beauty and love to it, and rawness. There's just so much, for me, it's just so much love of God in it, in life. And so as we were sitting there sharing those experiences, they all just sort of poured out of us. And we wrote them down, and then somehow we came up with a melody, and the Let's Take This Outside, just somebody, I think Kyle threw it out there, and he's like, he goes, hear me out now. I know this is going to sound like, it sounds like a bar fight, but what if we alluded to it being, let's get out of the house, like I tell my kids, no TV, no screen time, get out of the house, and let's go outside. Let's take this family environment and go outside with it. And man, we're like, yeah, that's it. It's a great fake out, you know. You think it's going to be about fighting, and it ends up being about the Lord. And you know, I think we can wrestle with that in many different ways. But we took a bite out of it, and I'm really, really glad that you are digging on it. We had a lot of fun writing it.
It's 4 a.m. Rise and shine. So much excitement. Sleepy eyes. The world looks different when you watch it come alive. Riding across the water into the sunrise. Oh, let's take this outside where the air is clear and the sky.
And someone to be your guide. Oh, let's take this out.
That is the coolest tune. Corey Morrow, Texas music artist Corey Morrow, and Let's Take This Outside. You can hear him sing it live this coming Thursday night. Gilly's in Dallas. Doors open, I believe, at 5. Dinner, auction, and Corey Morrow on stage, raising money for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation. Corey, it's been a real treat to share a little time with you today. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday, my friend. Thank you.
Bless you, my brother. Thank you for giving it to me.
Hey, I want to thank you for hanging out with us in the camp house today, too. And I certainly want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together. And I want to invite you back next time around. Until then, come see me at bbkoradio.com, and may God bless you and your bunch.